Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of latissimus dorsi found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to latissimus dorsi. In terms of its origin, the latissimus dorsi originates on the spinous processes of the inferior sixth thoracic vertebrae, on the thoracolumbar fascia, on the iliac crest, and on the inferior three or four ribs. It inserts on the floor of the intertubercular groove of the humerus. With regards to its action, remember that the latissimus dorsi helps to extend, adduct, and medially rotate the humerus. It raises the body towards the arm during climbing. And with regards to its innervation, remember that the latissimus dorsi is innervated by the thoracodorsal nerve, which receives input from the C6, C7, and C8 nerve roots. And lastly, with regards to its arterial supply, remember that the latissimus dorsi is supplied by the thoracodorsal artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to latissimus dorsi, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 45-year-old male sustains an open grade 3B distal humerus fracture after a rollover ATV accident. He initially undergoes temporizing external fixation and debridement of the injury. His distal posterior arm defect has exposed triceps tendon and articular bone and measures 10 by 13 centimeters. The decision is made to proceed with the latissimus dorsi myocutaneous flap. Which artery supplies the main perforators to this flap? And the answer choices are: choice 1, the subscapular artery; choice 2, the circumflex scapular artery; choice 3, the thoracodorsal artery; choice 4, the anterior humeral circumflex artery; or choice 5, the axillary artery. The best answer to this question is choice 3, the thoracodorsal artery. The patient has a large posterior distal arm defect and is a candidate for a latissimus dorsi myocutaneous flap. The thoracodorsal artery supplies the perforators to this flap. Soft tissue defects around the elbow provide a challenge for the reconstructive surgeon. Because of bony prominences and the essential and large arc of motion of the elbow, soft tissue coverage around the elbow must be durable, thin, and allow for repetitive flexion and extension of the elbow. The latissimus dorsi myocutaneous flap has been described as a viable option for large defects around the elbow due to this large size as well as its broad insertion. This flap is primarily supplied by the thoracodorsal artery, which is a branch of the subscapular artery. In the publication by Hackebord et al., they performed a retrospective review of 18 patients from 1998 to 2012 who underwent coverage with a pedicled latissimus dorsi flap for defects around the elbow. They noted an average defect size around the elbow of 422 centimeters squared. Overall, they noted 88% of the patients had documented successful soft tissue coverage with the single-stage pedicled latissimus dorsi flap. They concluded that the pedicled latissimus dorsi flap is a reliable option for large and complex soft tissue injuries around the elbow, significantly larger than previous reports. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The subscapular artery does not supply the latissimus dorsi muscle. Choice 2. The circumflex scapular artery does not supply the latissimus dorsi muscle. Choice 4. The anterior humeral circumflex artery does not supply the latissimus dorsi muscle. Choice 5. The axillary artery does not supply the latissimus dorsi muscle. That's all for this review about latissimus dorsi. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 Podcast.